Well, it's been a few weeks since I've had an opportunity to catch up with Jason Linnane, the Singleton Council General Manager. He's on the line with us this morning. How are you, mate?
I'm going good, thanks, Bear. It has been a while. Geez, a lot's happened in the world in that time, hasn't there?
Well, we've got a new NRL Premier. We have a new New South Wales Premier. And I imagine we've got a Deputy Premier as well. Goodness me, it's all changing. But everything's still maintaining and working well in Singleton, isn't it?
Absolutely, mate. Wasn't it great to see the Panthers win? I thought they were a really good chance. A couple of former Dubbo boys playing for them, so I was certainly on their side going into the grand final.
Yeah, it was a good tight game. That's exactly what you want from a grand final. You don't want to blow out. You want them to fight to the end. And those Bunnies, they were courageous.
Yeah, absolutely they were. They were tremendous. And isn't it funny how early in the year, we're all worried about blowouts and scores, but you get to the pointy end of the season when you've got the best playing the best, there's not many tries.
Yeah, that's true. When it is the best versus the best, that's what happens. So there is probably a bit of a distinction between the top of the table and the bottom of the table, and it's up to the bottom of the table to get themselves organised for 2022.
That's for sure, mate. That's for sure. Absolutely. There's a big difference, but when you get to the big dance, you do see the best on display, and it was great footy.
All right, now let's get down to business. The admin building has reopened.
Yes, we were back in operation yesterday morning, Tuesday, after a long weekend. We did have that scare in our facility where we had a known case present. So the place has been completely deep cleaned. All services are back up and running. We still encourage people to transact with us as much as possible remotely, so on the phone, using the web, via email. It's good. Government's still suggesting we need to sort of manage those interactions as best as possible until we get vaccination rates up where they need to be.
Well, it's in the high 80s at the moment, 80% for us, 88% I think I saw for Singleton, so not too far away. And then, of course, the double doses are going to get us all very close to 100%, and things will be back to normal pretty soon.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope we keep charging along. It's good to see those high first dosage rates. We need to get those, turn those into high double dose rates. And we need to do it as soon as possible. And I know there's been challenges in our neck of the woods with vaccine supply.
Yeah.
But we've got to stick the course because all the medical advice and all the data showing that vaccination is our way out of this scenario we find ourselves.
Well, that's the plan for everybody. Now, you got some bulky waste collection coming up soon.
Yes, back by popular demand. our community loves it. I think all communities love their bulky waste.
Oh, collection. Yeah.
So ours are starting on the 1st of November. It'll go for 4 weeks. We've got a fair bit of country to cover. All the information is available on our website. We will be sending a brochure out later this month to all our residents as well, just giving them a heads up. We'll be asking people, as we normally do, to put it out a week before. Not any longer than that, because it becomes a blight on the environment. But get it out a week before. And this year, we're asking people to just do a little bit of extra work. We want to get them to separate their general waste from the scrap metal, because we're going to be able to reduce the amount of material that goes to the landfill by doing that separation, which is a really good outcome for the environment. So, as per normal, there'll be no mattresses, no white goods, no e-waste, no air conditioners, no green waste, no hazardous materials or batteries. But all that information will be provided in the brochure we send out later this month. So start getting prepared, I suppose, is the message for today.
And you're not meant to walk around and go and check out other people's stuff, all right? You're not meant to do that.
We'd rather people not do that. We'd rather people put theirs out, separate it for us, and let our paid contractors come along and pick it up. And there is an old saying, one person's treasure is another's treasure.
Yep.
But we do want to avoid that.
All right. And I'm sure we'll speak about that more before the 1st of November. And finally, you got a new standpipe in operation?
Yeah, well, nearly in operation. The works have commenced. We're probably about 6 or 8 weeks away from having it finalised. But up at Mason Dew, it's a $130,000 project. It's really important. We have a number of significant users. We've got about 35 people who use that standpipe on an annual basis. They take about 150,000 megalitres of water a year, which is equivalent to about 650 residential properties. So it's a fair whack of water.
Yeah.
So the project's about making it easier for them. It's about making it easier for us. So it gives us remote operational capabilities. And we're making the site bigger and more user-friendly. So a really important project, because we know the whole of the people who rely on commercial water suppliers, so we want to work in partnership with them, but coming along nicely.
Excellent work, and we will catch up and speak again down the track. Jason, you take care, mate.
Thanks, Bear. All the best.